Welcome back to Daf and Depth, Shabbos Daf Tes. On Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the Isser of eating when it gets close to the Zman Tefillah. And after the Gemara and the Rishonim discuss other Gemaras, there are four different Shitas in the Rishonim regarding this Isser. One Shita is that it's Asur to eat even a Suda Katana before Mincha Gedolah, which seems like the most extreme Shita. Then you have another Shita that holds that it's usur to eat both a Suda Gedolah and both a Suda Katana before Mincha Katana. Before Mincha Gedolah, everything is mutter. Another Shita is that it's usur to have a Suda Gedolah before Mincha Gedolah, however, a Suda Katana is mutter. But when it comes to Mincha Katana, even a Suda Katana is usur to begin. And the fourth Shita is that a Suda Gedolah is usur even before Mincha Gedolah. However, a Suda Katana is mutter both before Mincha Gedolah and even before Mincha Katana. Those are the four shitas, and la halacha, we paskin somewhere in between, that before Mincha Gedolah, we're makbid on a Suda Gedolah, before Mincha Katana, we're makbid even on a Suda Katana. The Mishnah says that im hischilu emafsikin. When it comes to tefillah, if you began the Suda, and the Rishonim say that even if you began the Isser, you don't stop and you continue. Obviously, if the Zman is going to come and you're not going to be able to daven, then you have to stop. But once you started, you could keep on going, and we don't say that you have to stop because we're worried that you're not going to be able to make the Zman. Now, I saw a Chakira. What's the reason why you don't have to stop? Is there a special heter of Tircha that once you started, we're not matriach you to stop and you can continue eating? Or it has nothing to do with Tircha? We say that the whole Isser is starting the Suda. But once you started, even if you started a bit Isser, there's no Isser on the Etzem Achila or the Etzem Malacha that you're doing. Chazal only asks you beginning the Suda. Like the Lashon of the Mishnah. A person shouldn't sit down by a barber. A person shouldn't go into a Merchatz or to a Borsiki. A person shouldn't eat. A person shouldn't start in. The Isser is on the beginning. But the Etzem Achila or the Etzem Malacha, that there's no Isser on. The truth is, we find both of these tzadim. The Gemara discusses Ma'ariv towards the bottom of Tes Amud Beis and the top of Yud Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says that according to the Man D'Arma that there's a chayva to daven Ma'ariv, there's no heter even if you started. In other words, even though by Mincha we say that if you started, it's a mafsikin, Ma'ariv you have to stop. And the Gemara says two different reasons. Either we're concerned that a person's going to get drunk, or we're concerned that since he has the whole night, he'll be a poshaya, and he's not going to stop at all. But the Gemara says that the reason why normally we don't make the person stop is because we're not matriachim. We don't make him put back on his chagura once he took it off. Even though by Ma'ariv, we make him put back on his chagura, we're not concerned about the heter of tircha. So it's clearly that the heter is a heter of tircha. On the other hand, this heter that the Mishnah says in Mischilu Emafsikin is only by the Rabbanon. The Mishnah says by Kriya Shema, and the Rishonim bring other examples as well, that even if you started, you have to stop. And there can be a chilik between starting Be'isser and starting Be'heter. That only where I started Be'isser, I have to stop. Where I started Be'heter, I'm allowed to continue. So you see that the Malacha or the Achila itself is okay. And the whole qualification is how I started. If I started a Be'isser, then we make you stop. If I started a Be'heter, then I'm allowed to continue. Now there's a Rashba over here on Daf Testament base and a Me'iri that both say that the whole din that by Ma'ariv a person has to stop even after he started is only if he started what the Me'iri calls Machshirei Achila. He washed his hands or he took off his belt. But once he starts eating the Suda Mamish, he doesn't have to stop. Because this that we say that Ma'ariv, for whatever the Gemara uses as the reason, that Ma'ariv is more Chamer, is only that we don't have to be concerned about the tircha that's there. But once he started eating, he's allowed to continue. Now, if the whole heter is tircha, and by Ma'ariv there's no heter of tircha, so then how can he continue eating? Must be that once he starts eating, there's another heter. And that heter is the heter of the etzem achila, the heter of the etzem malacha. That a person's allowed to continue as malacha, or continue as achila, even though he's within this man of davening. So here's where you see clearly the two different dinim. When a person began eating mamish, then both mincha and both ma'ariv, he's allowed to continue eating. However, if he didn't begin eating yet, he only washed his hands or he started preparing to eat, then there's a difference between Mincha and Ma'ariv. And here's where we look at the heter of Tircha. By Ma'ariv, we say, we don't care about Tircha. So even though by Mincha, we say that if a person didn't begin eating yet, because of the heter of Tircha, because of the Svara of Tircha, will allow him to continue and start his Suda and continue his Suda, that's only by Mincha. But by Ma'ariv, we don't care about Tircha, we're not going to allow him to continue. So it comes out that once he started eating Mamish, it's clear that the heter is going to be the heter on the Etzem Alacha, the heter on the Etzem Achila. However, before he began eating, he only started preparing to eat. There, we'll see clearly that the heter is the heter of Tircha. And by Ma'ariv, we don't have the heter of Tircha. There, he's not going to be able to continue. Have a wonderful day.